Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Psalm 34, verse 19 to 20. That song just simply says, where you have brought me to, I have never imagined I will ever get there. I give you all the glory. Is anybody that have that kind of testimony? Lift your hands and say, where you have brought me is beyond my imagination. I give you all the glory. Can we tell him that as we go into the psalm? You've taken me farther than I expected. You have done more than I can imagine. I give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Every Father, we ask for a flow of your anointing. We ask that you do great and wonderful things in our midst today. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Ask somebody, what are you here to do? What's the answer? Say, make sure you do it. I don't know what the person told you, but whatever you came here to do, do. You came to sleep. You came to watch. You came to pray. You came for a miracle. Receive your miracle. Whatever you are here for, that is what will happen for you. If you just... I'm doing nothing at home. Let me come and while away time. There's no light at home. Let me come and charge. If you came to charge. Are you here? Whatever you came here for, do it. Psalm 34 verse 19. Anikeria gadala bazita. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Any other affliction still existing in your life now, be delivered from them all now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you once again. Whatever is called an affliction in your life, today they are terminated by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever is called an affliction in your life is not permitted to follow you home again. In the name of Jesus. The affliction ends here. The affliction ceases here. The affliction is terminated here. The affliction comes to an end here. The affliction expires here. In the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. Your days of afflictions are over. Can I hear amen? Your days of affliction are over. Your time of affliction is over. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Go with me. Listen to me. What is affliction? Affliction is anything that causes you pain, suffering, distress, hardship, trouble, struggles, misfortune, torment, misery, weakness, oppression, anguish, burden, embarrassment, harassment. Affliction is more than what you think about. When people have headache, they think they have affliction. It is an affliction. It is not a delay. It's an affliction. What makes you hide your face is an affliction. Anything that causes you pain. Anything that breaks your heart. Affliction brings pressure on you. Affliction brings oppression on you. Affliction disposes, it depresses you. Whatever depresses you. Whatever is an harassment. Whatever is an embarrassment. It is an affliction. I come by the anointing of the Lord. Whatever is causing you pain, causing you suffering, whatever is making you to cry, it is an affliction. Let that affliction be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? Are you here? Lack of job, unemployment. You are an affliction. Be terminated in my life. Are you here? You will pick the affliction making you cry. Whatever is causing you pain is an affliction. You are going to mention that by name. You will say, whatever it is, unemployment, you are an affliction. Losses, you are an affliction. Time end in my life today. This one, let's go. Name the affliction. Let's go. Name the affliction. Name the affliction. Say, you are an affliction. Say that you are an affliction. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Be terminated in my life. Be terminated, be terminated, be terminated, be terminated, be terminated, be terminated. Delay, you are an affliction. Be terminated, be terminated. Postponement of my day of joy, you are an affliction. You are causing me pain, you are causing me suffering. Be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Lift your right hand and say after me. Say, whatever in my life is causing me pain, suffering, distress, hardship. Say, you are an affliction. Say, end today. In the name of Jesus. Pray, let me hear. End, end, end. End today, end today, end today, end today, end today, end today, end today. Lift your right hand up. Say, whatever is causing me trouble, struggles, misfortune, torment, misery in my life, you are an affliction. And today, 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 and today. Say with me, whatever is bringing me torment, making me weak, oppressing me, bringing me to an anguish, you are an affliction. And today, and today, and today. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, by the command of the Lord. I didn't hear you. Say, by the authority of the Lord. Say, by the power of the Lord. Say, by the command of the Lord. Whatever is an affliction in my life ends today. Say, by the authority of the Lord. By the power of the Lord. By the command of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. By the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is an affliction in my life. And today. 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 Rabba Karia Kadama Korea Kata Marjete Lede Debo Maria Katadala Arekete De Makata Kata Rabba Kariaka Erekete Lebo Korea Kata Marikete Lebe Maria Katadada and today and today and today and today and today and today. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Have your seat. Thank you. Affliction have a mission to attack. Every affliction is on a mission. Every affliction is on a mission. Affliction is not coincidence. Please, listen to me. Affliction is not coincidence. Affliction is pre-planned and implemented. Every affliction being implemented in your life, operational in your life now, let them end now. In the name of Jesus, put your right hand on your head. Whatever is the affliction, whether you know about it or you don't know, whether it has been activated or not, any affliction lying dormant, waiting for the future to strike you, let them end today. They are terminated today. In the name of Jesus, whatever makes you lock your door and cry in the secret places, today the Lord that hears your head, your cry, let him arise and deliver you. Let the Lord arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus. So affliction is on a mission to attack. On a mission to kill. On a mission to destroy. Affliction is on a mission to demote. It's on a mission to put you in distress. It's on a mission to torment you. It is on a mission to embarrass you. It is on a mission to pull you down. Whatever has been set against you, every affliction that is your adversary, let the thunder of the Lord destroy that affliction. In the name of Jesus. Remember, is it many are the affliction of the righteous? Listen to me. Afflictions are common. They are diverse. They are of different kind. They are frequent. And they are many. They are common. There is nobody seated here that does not have something pinching him. There is none here. Whatever is pinching you, that you are hiding under your smiles, let the Lord arise and take them away from your life. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you, this family. Any of your children that is have been used as a source of affliction to make you to weep and cry, let there be a deliverance from that child now. Let there be a deliverance from that child now. Let there be a deliverance from that child now. In the name of Jesus, your source of joy shall not be turned against you. Say amen, let me hear you. Your source of joy shall not be used against you. Your only expectation in life shall not be make you cry. In the name of Jesus. You know, my everything is my everything. My heartbeat, my life itself. Beware of some things you say. They are love languages. Don't let your love languages make people be what only God can be called. Whatever the enemy knows is important to you, that is now being turned to a source of affliction, let there be a deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus. Affliction can be short time. It can be long time. It can be for a lifetime. Most of the time, you determine what happens. It can be long time. It can be short term. It can be for a lifetime. But today, by the anointing, I pray for you. Whatever followed you from the womb up to now, whatever cling to you from your enemies from up to now, today, let the thunder of the Lord separate you from them. In the name of Jesus, there is a separation for you today. In the name of Jesus, there is a separation for you today. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. That sickness, that disease that has been with you since you were young, that you are managing today, that sickness is terminating your destiny. Say amen, let me hear you. Can we say 3-4 them? Number 1, 2, 3. Say 3-4 them again, let me hear you. Just listen to simple instruction. I say 3-4 amen. Say amen. 3-4, 3. Okay, I should be adding number 1, 2, and 3. Your areas of joy that have been turned to areas of distress, let the Lord arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus, any good news you had that has been turned to bad news, let the Lord arise and deliver you. Say amen, let me hear you. Your good news shall not turn to bad news. In the name of Jesus, the help of the Lord is here for you. The help of the Lord is here for you. The help of the Lord is here for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The righteous can be afflicted. Affliction comes because of sin, and affliction comes because of the works of darkness. Let me move forward. Psalm 107 verse 10. Psalm 107 verse 10. We'll be reading and we'll be praying. Affliction binds. It incapacitates. It imprisons. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, they were bound in affliction and iron. Lift your two hands up. Let me pray for you. Any affliction binding you, today, let that bound break. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anyone here that is spiritually naive, that want to use physical means to solve spiritual problems, I ask that the Lord will have mercy on you. Have your seat. Don't allow me. Don't allow me. Don't allow me, Jesus, to go. Allow me, though. Hey, though. Don't allow me, Jesus, to go. Don't allow me. Don't allow me, Jesus, to go. Lift your two hands up. Say, any affliction binding me with chains. Say, break, break, break. Any affliction binding me like chains. Break, 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 break. 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 Break, 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 break. Every affliction binding me. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. Any decision you have taken that will bring you shame and move you into affliction, may the Lord by His mercy arise and deliver you. Every bread of affliction, every water of affliction prepared for you, you shall not eat and drink. In the name of Jesus. You are delivered from the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, oh God, arise. Say, deliver me from the bread of affliction and the waters of adversity. In the name of Jesus, arise and deliver me from the bread of adversity and the waters of affliction. Arise for your sake. Arise, arise, arise. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for you again. What is bringing you joy shall not turn to the source of your sadness. In the name of Jesus, what people are congratulating you on will not become your reproach. Say amen, let me hear you. Say amen, let me hear you. Your celebration shall not be turned into mourning. In the name of Jesus, any affliction in your life are terminated now. They are terminated now. They are terminated now. Say with me, say now. Say now, let me hear, say now. Say now. Say every affliction in my life, be terminated now. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Now, 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 now. Now, 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 now. Now, 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 now. Every affliction of delay, of barrenness, of failure, be terminated now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Have your seat. So affliction binds. 2 Kings 14:26. Two things affliction does. 2 Kings 14:26. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter. If you have gone through affliction for a long time, affliction can be bitter and you can be bitter. There are different grades of affliction. Grades. There's an affliction that is bitter. and can make you bitter. And look at that. And whether bond or free, there was no helper. Affliction makes everybody to run away from you. You don't know your friends until you have affliction. They say a good wife is known when the husband is in adversity. A good husband is known when the husband has money. Huh? A good wife is known when the husband is in adversity. A good husband himself is known when he has money. I pray for you here. Every bitter affliction in your life, let them come to an end today. Say amen. Let them come to an end today. Let them come to an end today. Let them come to an end today. Say, oh, Lord alive. Say, put an end to every bitter affliction in my life. Put an end, put an end. Put an end, put an end. Put an end, put an end. Put an end to every bitter affliction in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. We thank you. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand here. Let there be a release of joy. In the name of Jesus, let there be a release of joy. For a long time, some of you have not known better days. From today, let better days come for you. It's a better season for you. It's a better season for you. The bitter affliction comes over. It comes to an end. The bitter affliction comes to an end. The bitter affliction comes to an end. The bitter affliction comes to an end. For your shame, the Lord is giving you double. For every affliction, there is double for you. Can I hear you shout double? Say double, let me hear you. As you have shouted double, let there be a double for you. In the name of Jesus, a reward, a result for your affliction. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is coming through for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 107 verse 39, are you in church? Remember what I told you, what you came here to do. Do it up here. Me, I'm doing what I came here to do. Can you feel what I'm doing? Psalm 107, 39. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Affliction diminishes. Affliction brings low. I pray for everyone here. Every oppression, every affliction, every sorrow diminishing you and bringing you low, you are delivered by the blood of Jesus. 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 From that affliction, from that oppression, from that sorrow bringing you low, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. Lamentation 1:3. I will not have time to explain. Lamentation 1:3. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in their streets. No rest. Captivity. Affliction. Hard servitude. Anyone laboring, hard labor, with nothing to show, that is an affliction. May the Lord deliver you from the affliction of hard labor. Hard labor without profit. May the Lord deliver you from the affliction of hard labor without profit. In the name of Jesus. It's a prayer we all need to pray. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise. I didn't say, oh Lord, arise. Say, deliver me from every hard labor without having anything to show for it. Deliver me from every hard labor. From every hard labor, hard labor, hard labor, hard labor, hard labor. Hard labor. trouble, servitude, affliction, captivity, arise, deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Nehemiah 1:3. Affliction brings reproach. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity of the province are there in great affliction. Remember, affliction is distress. They are in great distress and reproach. Whatever affliction has brought reproach into your life, both the affliction and the reproach are taken away by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, beam your searchlight. Say, beam your searchlight. Beam your searchlight. Beam your torchlight. Beam your light over my life. Every affliction, every distress, every oppression that you see there, take away by your blood. Say that and pray that, oh Lord, by your light, beam your light, shine your light over my life, my destiny, my family, anything called affliction, oppression, depression, any captivity that you see, arise, 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 and take away, arise, 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 and take away. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for you. I pray for you, somebody on that gallery, every affliction that will move you back to square one, it shall not arise, it shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, whatever they have planned to bring you shame, today the Lord takes it away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Are we still in church? You know, one terrible thing about affliction, why you will know this is affliction, is that it doesn't answer to normal prayers. How you will really know this one, the affliction, it does not answer to normal prayers. And then it does not answer to normal solutions. It does not answer to normal treatment. You can't be praying prayers of affliction, you are praying normal. It does not answer to normal prayers. It does not. I pray for you. Whatever is under the sun, the moon, and the star that have arisen as an affliction against you, let them be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Whatever is working on the sand of the earth that have arisen as an affliction against you, let them be destroyed by fire. Whatever takes water, drinks water, lives in the water, that have arisen as an affliction against you, let them be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered from that affliction. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your say. Let's talk about God. What does God do during our affliction? Let's quickly check some. Genesis 31 verse 42. O shore mere gbagbere o baba. O shore mere gbagbe. Mere gbagbe. Ore re Jesu. O shore. The kind of miracle and goodness that you always remember for the rest of your life, let the Lord arise and do in this service for you. Let the Lord arise and do in this service for you. In the name of Jesus. You walk from your home here in expectation of something. That expectation, as you stretch up your hand, receive those expectations now. Receive those expectations now. Receive those expectations now. Whatever cut off expectation, let them be cut off from your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 31, 42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you will have sent me away empty-handed. And then what? God has seen. Tell somebody, say, God has seen my affliction. and is here to do something about it. Tell the person, God has seen your affliction and is here to do something about it. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? He has seen your affliction, and that is why he asked us to have this program, because of you. Are you here? I said, from today, the days of your afflictions are over. The days of your afflictions are over. The days of your afflictions are over. In the name of Jesus. So he has seen your affliction. Psalm 22 verse 24. What does God do? What is God's point of view concerning affliction? For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. You know, when you are afflicted, there are some things that there are some people that will never come near you when you have affliction. Bodily, whatever. You have money before, you are thinking of them, you drop. You know, is it? Let me tell you, let me share a secret with you. When God wants to give you mega wealth, the level you are, he will drop you down. So that all the fake people around you will leave you and abandon you. Then he will now take you to mega. So that they will not be near you. Some of your affliction now is for mega. It's for there to be separation between you and those people around you. Hello, are you here? The Lord does not abhor or despise us during our affliction. Look at this. Nor has he hidden his face from him. Remember, he sees our affliction. He does not despise. He does not abhor. What a friend we have in Jesus. Have we trials and temptation? Look at somebody. How we trials and temptation. Stand up on your feet. We are going to pray. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. We should never be discouraged. He to the Lord. Let's go. Can we find a faithful who will all us? Shataka takari kerededebokuria. You are going to open your mouth and pray. Commit your affliction to this now. Eteri katala, rabakaria kata, etekeria katala, marike telebokoria ka, maria katala nata, ereketekete, makazataka, rabakaria kata, etechetetetete, robokoria kata. Every affliction, commit this, commit, rabakaria kata da, ereketetete. Makazataka Marikete de Bokoria Rabakaria Kadeva Erekete de Rabakaria Kata Eteke Eteke Rabakaria Ejetete Maria Katata Maria Katata Erekete Robokoria Rabakaria kata, Eria katadada. Maria katada. Ese bekeria. Mori katadada. Maria katadada. Eri katadada. Zabakata. Labakata. Matataka. Matakata. Matataka. Arebokoriaka. Eberededede. 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 Maria kata. Zabadada. 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 Eriakadada. Maria kata. Eberiakada. Rebokoriaka. Rabakariaka. Seberedede. Maria kata. 1 minute, 1 minute. Open your mouth and pray. 1 minute. Ribekerike. Ribekete. Rabakata. Maya kataka.
Eto be kambra tonde ayanda na kabala da basata kabala da e bondo bala kada kada kosa e baba kabala da.
In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up, lift your right hand up. I pray for you. Every affliction projected into your life by your sins and your iniquity, let the mercy of the Lord take them away now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, your hands even say, "Oh Lord, arise." Say every affliction in my life because of my sins or my iniquity, arise by your mercy. Take them away, take them away, take them away. Take them away, take them away. Oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Every affliction in my life by my sin and iniquity. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Receive the fire of the Lord. Receive the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
Receive the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
Let the fire of the Lord come upon your tongue.
Amen.
Let fire come upon your tongue.
Amen.
Let fire come upon your tongue.
Amen.
Let fire come upon your tongue. Now lift your right hand up. Say every affliction that came into my life by demons and evil spirits, say, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Every affliction introduced into my life by demons and evil spirits, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Open your mouth, pray, 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 pray. Every demonic affliction, every satanic affliction, every wicked affliction, every evil affliction, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This one, you will pray for somebody. Say every affliction.
Every affliction.
Look at someone. Say every affliction.
Every affliction.
Projected into your life.
Your life.
Just make sure it might not be true. It might not be true. Don't pray for your family member. Don't pray for your family member. Make sure you're not praying for your family member. There was a reason I didn't want you to pray for yourself. We want to pray against things in our ancestry. And I think we need a new grace, another anointing outside your family to undo it. Look at the Bible. Say every affliction, projected into your life by ancestral powers, by powers of your father's house. Say, let them be demolished. Let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every affliction from your ancestry, from your father's house, from Makaria Kata, they are destroyed. Every affliction, every ancestral power, they are destroyed now. They are destroyed now. They are destroyed now. They are destroyed now. Leave the person, leave the person. Raise your right hand up. Say every affliction projected into my life by witchcraft power. Say be destroyed now. Be dismantled now. Crumble now, crumble. Crumble, crumble, crumble. Let them crumble, crumble. Let them be destroyed. Let them crumble, be destroyed. Every affliction by witchcraft power. Crumble, be destroyed, crumble. Look for another partner. Look for another partner. Look for another partner. Not your family member. Not your family member. Say every affliction of household wickedness, polygamous wickedness in your life, they are destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Find a group. Pray. Every house of wickedness. Affliction of house of wickedness. They are destroyed. Tell the person, say every strong man, attendance, every strong man of your father's house, every strong man in your place of work, every strong man in your line of business, bringing affliction upon your life. They are destroyed. The strong man is destroyed. The affliction is destroyed. The strong man is destroyed. The affliction is destroyed. The strong man is destroyed. The affliction is destroyed.
I am the Gibelecos, a bamba catumbeleti, a sabala candebe, a radadadadadadadada, Zababa canda, a bamba combelete, a prebembe catacombe, a rabaladadadadada.
In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand, say, oh God, arise. Anyone bearing my family name that is introducing affliction into my life, oh Lord, arise, Jesus. Anyone bearing my family name that is introducing affliction into my life and destiny, arise, Jesus. Anyone bearing my family name.
Rebecca de Cosa, a Papa Catabella Dada, Zabala Gadagada, a Patacotombe, a Radagabala Combe Sada, a Bamba Catumbelepia, Zegedega de Gaida, a Rabaya, a Begadega de Gadagaba, Zabala de Gadagada, a Ragadagada, a Bamba Catombella, a Yatabala.
In the name of Set on there, receive fire upon your tongue.
Amen.
Lift your hand and say, by fire. Say, every affliction introduced into my life by witches, by wizards, by occultic personality, by the occult, let them be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, by the fire of the Lord, let them be destroyed. Every activity, every affliction introduced by wizards, by witches, by occultic personalities, against my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
You know, I didn't want to stop the temple, but I need to explain. You see, when you are in an environment that is under affliction, once you are in that environment, you go to the affliction. It's just as if there's no power. If Sokale's transformer blows, whether you like it or not, stay in Sokale, there will be no power. There are environmental affliction. There are afflictions because we are Nigerians. But we are exemptions to that affliction. Are you ready to pray? You are saying every environmental affliction. I am an exemption. Be destroyed in my life. In the name, can I pray in the name of Jesus? Environmental affliction. I am an exemption. Be destroyed. Environmental affliction. I am an exemption. Be destroyed in my life. I am an exemption. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
I'm going to raise like 10 prayer points. Just be listening. I don't want to break the flow. We are going to be naming some affliction. Sickness and disease affliction. And now, are you ready? When I raise that, when you are praying, just be attentive. I'll be raising more. Specific. Any spirit of confusion that have alighted on anybody here, let the blood of Jesus wash away.
Amen.
Every affliction upon your head, let there be a deliverance for you now.
Amen.
Any affliction upon your brain, there is a deliverance for you now.
Amen.
Lift your hand and say, sickness and disease affliction. Say, end now. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for us in the name of Jesus? Sickness and affliction. Sickness and disease affliction. End now, end now, end now, end now. End now, end now. End now, end now. Rabakaria. Say, poverty and financial affliction. End now, end now, end now. Poverty and financial embarrassment. Financial affliction, end now. Rabaga, 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 affliction that brings failure. End now. Affliction that brings failure. End now.
In the name of Jesus. Asaba Kandia. Ebambi katakunde asaba katakataka ebele degedegede kosa abramba badaka ebrondo basaba eletegede baratombe amamba katombe
affliction that brings delay. Affliction that brings delay. Head now. Affliction that brings delay. Head now. Affliction that brings delay and setback and reproach. Head. Affliction that brings setback. That brings delay. End now. Say after me. Say affliction that delays marriage. Affliction that destroys marriage. Say end now. Affliction that delays marriage. Affliction that destroys marriage. Hey, terminate. Open your mouth and pray. Hey, Riakada. Rabaka Riakada. Ashata Dakada. Rabaka Riakada. Hey, Rekete. Maria Kadada. Rabaka Riakada. Hey, Rekete.
Asabika Tumbea.
Say after me, affliction that brings limitation, affliction that brings stagnancy. Say be broken. Affliction that brings limitation, affliction that brings stagnancy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Are you tired? Please give me 15 minutes more. Give me 15 minutes. It's 7:30, I want 15 minutes. Can I graciously take that 15 minutes? Look at someone. Let's pray for seven people. Seven people, look at the first person. First person. Are you ready? It's not compulsory, you hold the person's hand. Just make sure you are praying for somebody and you are looking at the person. Say,
all powers
that have sworn and taken an oath to afflict you. Say, let them perish. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. Let them perish. Anyone that has sworn an oath that has entered a covenant to afflict you, let them perish, let them perish. To afflict your family, let them perish, let them perish. Look for your second partner. Say any power that wants me to die in affliction. Say perish. Any power that wants me to die in affliction. Perish. I shall not die in affliction. I am delivered from every affliction. I am delivered from every affliction. I am delivered from every affliction. I shall not die in the affliction. Every power that wants me to die in affliction, they perish, 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 perish. Pick the third person, see the trouble. Say every arrow of affliction shot against you. Say, let them go back to center. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of affliction, whatever is causing pain, causing suffering, causing distress, fire against you. Go back to center. Go back to center. Go back to center. Go back to center. Every arrow of affliction against your life, go back to center. Go back to center. Go back to center.
Elande kabaratumbe amamba bakada kadaka eraka debele kondo zapinde kaya.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I just need to let you know that I saw Satan. You know the Bible says I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Amen.
That affliction has fallen.
Amen.
Every demonic satanic power behind the affliction, they have fallen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please pray well, pray well, pray well, pray well, pray well. No more affliction. We are not living here with affliction. Not one, not one. I pray for you. Whatever magnetizes affliction to your life, let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Listen, that thing is a lie. We pray for you in church, you are delivered. You go out, you magnetize the problem again. Whatever is attracting the problem back to you, let them be destroyed by thunder. They are buried by thunder. They are buried by thunder. Say no more affliction. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you.
No more.
Pick your next partner. Number four, pick your next partner. Say every stubborn affliction,
every stubborn
operating in your life, let them be uprooted now. Be uprooted now. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn affliction operating in your life, be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted.
Be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Apala kombe la tandi, araba katombe, asata na davalaka, emamba koso, ebele konda baratia, ebamba bakatubele dea, ebube kenda ba, zada da 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 da, emamba kombe ya, ebrebe kede kombe, aratande bea.
Pray for the next one. Pray for the next. Say every affliction in your body. Say every affliction introduced into your life during the night. Say, let them be destroyed. Two prayers, two prayers. Every affliction in your body, every affliction introduced into your life during the night. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Every affliction in your body. Every affliction introduced into your life at night, during the night, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let the powers of the night, let them be shaken out of your life. Powers of the night are shaken out of your life. Powers of the night are shaken out of your life. Incubus and succubus. Incubus, succubus. They are shaking out of your life. They are shaking out of your life. Every power of the night. They are shaking out of your life. Every power of the night. They are shaking out of your life. The affliction is over. The affliction of the night. Every affliction of the night. They are up over now. Move to the past. Next person. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Every affliction introduced into your life through food and sex, let them be destroyed now. Let them be destroyed now. Every affliction introduced into your life through food or sex, let them be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Ariakata. Pray, 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 pray for the best, pray for the best. Rabakata kataka. Aria katata.
Zakata kataka.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Get back to your seat. Stretch your hand. Look at me and stretch forth your hand here. Stretch forth your hand here. Angels of the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for strength. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have not prayed amiss. The Lord is doing wonderful things here. The Lord is doing great. Can we give a clap offering to the Lord? Clap offering. Now, stretch forth your hand here. Several of them. Every agenda of affliction against your life, that agenda is destroyed by fire.
Amen.
Every source of your affliction, you shall no longer see them.
Amen.
I pray for you again. The source of your affliction, it is terminated.
Amen.
The source of affliction is destroyed.
Amen.
The source of your affliction perishes.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The source of affliction is put to shame.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Every foundation of affliction in your life, let that foundation crumble.
Amen.
That foundation crumbles.
Amen.
Say with me, say every altar of affliction, say be destroyed in my life. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself? Every altar of affliction in my life, be destroyed. Altar of affliction raised against my life, be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If Jesus liveth, and he truly lives, every altar of affliction established in your present house, let them be destroyed by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoever put that altar there, let them die suddenly.
Amen.
Let them perish suddenly.
Amen.
Let them perish suddenly.
Amen.
Let them perish suddenly.
Amen.
Lift your right hand. Let's raise prayer. See anyone drinking my water?
Everyone drinking my water.
Spending my food.
Drinking my water.
Eating my food. Spending my money. And he's the source of my affliction. Ayagada. Lift your right hand up. Say, anyone eating my food,
drinking my water,
spending my money, that is the source of my affliction. Say, the affliction comes upon you. 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 In the name of Jesus, anyone that have eaten my food, drank my water, spent my money, that is the source of my affliction. The affliction comes upon you.
In the name of Jesus. Epatom belakasia, eparatam balata, ebrikete kosa, radadadadadada, efrom bakata balatande, zada balakove, amamba katiza, eprova latambiaga, regedegedegelebosa, emamba balakande bela, regebela katakatosa.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at someone. Say, every affliction that arises at the last minute.
Every affliction that arises at the last minute.
Are you ready? Raganda kada karia kada. Every wickedness against you at the last minute. Every disappointment. Every battle. Every war. Every weapon. Every instrument of wickedness against you at the last minute. Let them be destroyed by fire, by thunder, by force. In the name of Jesus. The last minute affliction is terminated in your life and destiny. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's take some quickly from the scripture. Let me take three. Nahum 1:9. If you know that now. Affliction shall not arise. This one has swag. I'm very confident. I'm going to pray this prayer with swag. You know what? Affliction arises the second time when you have an unconfessed sin in your life. Affliction arises the second time when you go back to what brought the affliction at the first instance. Affliction arises a second time when the conditions that brought the causes and the covenant are reestablished. You know, a pastor shared a story of a man that was blind that came to his crusade. And the man was healed. Healed at the crusade. But when he started seeing figure eight ladies, beautiful women, and all this. So he stopped going to church and started pursuing ladies. One day he was at the beer parlor
with a lady enjoying himself. When he went blind again. When he went blind, he said, all this, I know all these pastors, they are fake. Now so they can't give me fake miracle. See, now I don't go blind. Now the people where they drink together, I come tell them, say, you they drink here. You carry woman, come here. You have lily. You they blame which fake miracle. Now you be the fake person. When you go back to your vomit, the affliction you are delivered from can come back. If affliction will not arise again, you have a role to play. But lift your right hand up. Say, affliction shall not arise again. I hope you know all those afflictions have been destroying your life already. That affliction shall not arise again. Lift your right hand. Say, I decree. Say, by the word of the Lord. In Nahum 1:9. Say, affliction shall not arise a second time. In the name of Jesus. Say, no place for repetition, for your courage of affliction in my life again. In the name of Jesus, every affliction, the Lord has taken away. There are no place of it for it in my life again. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for them? No affliction. No affliction. No affliction. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have 3 more minutes. Look at someone and say, affliction shall not arise again in your life. Look at the next verse. Tell 5 people, affliction shall not arise again in your life. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord.
Affliction shall not arise again. Affliction shall not arise again. Affliction shall not arise again.
Are we here? You are really, really here. Okay, 2 more scriptures. Psalm 107:41. You are going to pray for somebody. Psalm 107:41. God shall raise you above the affliction. Psalm 107:41. Yet the poor on high, far. Say, the Lord shall raise you far from affliction. Pray for the best. The Lord. Hey, hear the word of the Lord. Say, the Lord shall raise you far away, far above. Far above every affliction. Pray for the mercy. The Lord raises you far above affliction. Pray, 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 pray for the mercy. The Lord raises you far. Oh yeah, pray that for yourself. Pray that for yourself. Say, oh Lord, arise. Raise me far. Far above, far. Higher, 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 higher. Higher than every affliction. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Genesis 41:52. Ephraim, 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 Ephraim. Genesis 41:52. And this name of the second. Read with me, Jare. Let's go. And the name of the second. For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land. Aya, aya, in that same place of your affliction, it is your place of promotion, your place of fruitfulness, your place of elevation. Lift your hand and say, I am Ephraim. Say, for I am, the Lord shall cause me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. In the name of, can you pray for yourself, the Lord shall cause me to be fruitful. Pray, 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 pray. In the land of my affliction, the Lord shall cause me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. The Lord is causing me to be fruitful. In the land of my affliction. We give you thanks. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can you congratulate 7 people and have your seat? 7 people, congratulate them and have your seat.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr our audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.